Welcome to the MS Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source of inspiring information concerning multiple sclerosis, fitness, and health. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people living with MS and fitness professionals worldwide on the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. I'm Maureen Manley, your host, exercise scientist, and director of integrated wellness here at the MS Fitness Challenge. This is episode 21. Today, we have two special guests from the upcoming inspirational film, Bobcat Moretti. Bobcat Moretti is a heart-wrenching drama about an obese man with multiple sclerosis who takes up his late father's sport of boxing to overcome immense personal tragedy and find inner peace. With us today is Rob Rabuto, the man who wrote the script and is also starring in the title role in Bobcat Moretti. Tim has been acting since age 5 on stage and in film. He is most known for starring opposite Modern Family's Nolan Gould in Yes, which he also wrote based on his stage play. For Tim's role as Bobcat, he lost more weight than any other actor in cinema history. Also with us is Rob Margolies. Rob produced, co-wrote, and directs this star-studded film, which also includes Vivica A. Fox, Taryn Manning, and Sally Kirkland. Tim and Rob, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you both with us.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm going to dive right in. And first, I want to ask the question to Tim. What inspired you to write this script and take on this role?
So somebody came to us with an idea for a boxing film, and it's something that we never thought, something I never thought I'd want to be a part of. The world was so foreign to me, but the more research I did on it, the more I realized, if I take this idea and meld it with my personal journey of weight loss and inspired by my mother who has MS and has had MS for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And dedicate this screenplay to her. I feel like I could create this character who's going to overcome, be this underdog who's got everything terrible thrown at him. And he's going to overcome it through fitness. And I thought that was a really unique story. And I really wanted to do something for my mother.
Oh, that's great. So you're bringing MS to light and you're taking on a role which also has you losing the weight. That's incredible. So with taking on this role, how much weight did you lose?
Right now, close to 130.
Whoa, 130 pounds. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So you took on this role before losing the weight. And you said, okay, I'm going to write this script. I'm going to create this character. But the character is also you in some ways. Did you ever ask yourself, like, what the heck have I done in committing to this ambitious role? And if you did, what sort of things helped you stay focused and determined to see this through?
I asked myself that literally every day, especially when shooting the first part. It was rough on me, but being with that cast and working with Rob and knowing what the outcome was going to be and knowing that I was about to go on this amazing journey of weight loss. And I already had my trainer and I already had my doctors and everything. I knew what was ahead and I knew that the outcome was going to be really special. So that's what got me through the day every day when I said, why am I doing this? Why am I putting my body and my mental health through this? But I knew it was going to be worth it. I just knew it.
Oh, that's great. Such a big achievement. So sort of advice would you give to people who want to lose a significant amount of weight or other people like that are looking at that have MS and are facing, needing to exercise, but it all just feeling so overwhelming?
It is so overwhelming. And people ask me all the time if I enjoy exercising. And you know what? It's not so much fun, but you have to get into the right mindset and realize that there's a health benefit to all of this. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to help not just your physical appearance, but it's going to help your mindset be more positive. And it's going to help your mental state, and it just changes your life. You really, it really, really does. So exercising every day or almost every day if you can, eating healthy, going to the gym, it's a lifestyle change and it's a lot, but you feel so much better just as a human being. You have more energy, you have a more positive outlook on life, at least for me personally. And that's what I always tell people.
That's great. I love how you say it's a mindset shift and it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it is a lifestyle.
For you, you could really say that, you know, there's a finish line getting through this film, but you really are saying it's a lifestyle change that you're adapting the way you think about it and the way you, I assume the way you plan to move forward with this lifestyle.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm definitely not stopping.
Yeah, that's great, Rob. So Rob, in directing this film that has a character with multiple sclerosis in it, what compelled you to co-write and direct this movie about a boxer with MS?
Well, first and foremost, what compelled me is the fact that this is not my first collaboration with Tim. Our first movie, Yes, is now streaming on all platforms. And just working with him as an actor was just incredibly inspiring, that collaborating with him again was like a no-brainer. And then when he came to me with the idea that he wanted to, like, you know, lose a substantial amount of weight, that's always been something that I tried to do with an actor. I tried to do it with a comedy a few years ago, and it didn't work with the actor losing any weight. But I knew and I believed Tim would be doing it if he said that he would. And many people doubted us, but I knew it and I believed him. He's one of my best, closest friends. And I totally believed in him, and he looks like a completely different person now. And the movie's going to be incredible because of it. So, and just the whole MS factor, just knowing that his mother, Paulette, has MS, and knowing what he has to do with her on a daily basis was also really inspiring. And really before Tim, who is Paulette's caretaker, his mother, I really didn't know anyone as close or as personally as them affected by MS. So it really opened my eyes to this disease, which could really use a lot more public attention, because I know that many adults don't really know what MS is, and that's what's most alarming.
Yes, and thank you so much for bringing it to light, you guys, and bringing it to film, which is amazing. So Rob, that brings me to my next question for you is, MS is kind of a misunderstood condition. And so how did you learn about MS to direct and create a character who has it?
It was so easy. My fellow co-writer, Tim, basically has been living with it for how many years, Tim?
My mom's been living with it for about 20 years.
So yeah, she's been living with it for 20 years. So most of the research that I did was in interviewing Tim and Paulette. So I had firsthand knowledge, which I think is even more valuable than a textbook. And currently I have the help of Dawn Marie Deshays, who also is an MS warrior living with MS, diagnosed 16 years ago. And she taught Tim and I an additional great deal about MS. So the research kind of never ends. And every single patient with MS has a slightly different story to tell about their disease, which is also pretty interesting and shown in the film.
Right. Well, it's interesting what you guys did, because you have to say, okay, these are the symptoms that Bobby Moretti is going to have with MS, and create a character around it. And you guys apparently knocked it out. So Tim, this is my question for you. Your character, Bobby Moretti, has two significant challenges, obesity and MS. When your character was heavy, viewers could literally see that what Bobby was facing. MS, on the other hand, is mostly invisible. Through your writing and acting, how do you make visible the physical, mental, emotional impacts of MS?
Well, my mom always says that MS is like snowflakes. Everyone's different. Every single person has different symptoms and different ways of dealing with it, etc. What we do in the film is there are mannerisms. There are shakes in my hand. There are ticks in my face. There are shakes in my body when I'm trying to punch the bag. And I collapse one time. So it's more of a physical thing so that the audience could see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it's not cool about the MS challenges, but it's nice to bring them to light. And I can understand that it's not an easy thing to do in a film.
No, you know, I had to study my mother a lot, and like my hand shakes at the beginning of the movie. And I just copied exactly what I see on an almost daily basis with her.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So Rob, you directed and produced this film in the middle of a pandemic. How did you manage to keep this film on track and on schedule? I know you guys are filming the second half now. How'd you keep it on schedule, and how did you keep your cast and crew safe? And what sort of challenges did you encounter?
We fortunately did not really encounter any challenges during the first half of the shoot. We had some challenges in between, but not on the set. It was pretty, it was masks on, getting COVID tests like a day before the shoot. Everyone got cleared. All the actors that were coming back and the crew got tested midweek, and just adhering to all the protocols. It was a pain in the ass to have to wear masks and everything else, but we got through it, and no one looks back, and it's just going to make the second half hopefully easier, whether we have a mask or not.
Right. Well, it sounded like people stayed really committed to doing their best to stay well, so you could keep this moving, this filming moving forward. That's awesome. So Rob, can you tell us how people can get involved and support this film?
Absolutely. We are totally public about reaching out to the community to get involved in our film. Literally anyone can get involved. Anyone can get their name in the credits of the film, or a picture of themselves in the credits of the film, even like really easily. We have a GoFundMe page that's live right now. Just go to GoFundMe and search Bobcat Moretti, and it should definitely pop up. Or if you have the ability to post the link where this is available, that'd be great too. But yeah, please get involved. And our end credit sequence is the kind of end credit sequence where like the film is still going on. So everyone's going to stay in their seat, or everyone's not going to turn the channel. It's not going to be like just cutting to black like most credits. It's going to be the kind of credits where people stay in their seats for us. We expect millions upon millions of eyes on our film, as well as the credits worldwide. So it's a great opportunity for someone to be seen and recognized, whether they're an MS warrior or just someone that wants to support the film. Plus, there's many other perks as well.
That's great. That's great. And Tim, I understand that through some of these, the GoFundMe fundraising money, a portion of the profits are going to go to the MS Fitness Challenge. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
That's great. So the MS Fitness Challenge is being supported and being recognized through this film. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to give 10% of all the proceeds from when we signed our deal with them. Yeah.
That's great. 10% of the GoFundMe funds raised goes to the MS Fitness Challenge. That is great. Thank you so much for involving us in your film and with your fundraising.
Of course, our pleasure. We think what you're doing is incredible.
We do.
Oh, that's great. And vice versa. So, Tim, my final question is for you. I understand that this is a passion project for you. So what sort of inspiration or message do you want people living with MS to receive from Bobcat Moretti?
Bottom line is, it's not about your body. It's all about your mind. And you can really do anything with the right mindset if you put your mind to it. You are stronger than you think. Your mind is stronger than your body. I meant you're a warrior.
Ah, that's great. That's such great inspiration. Well, Tim and Rob, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for bringing awareness of MS with this film. And thank you for portraying the power of the human spirit to overcome immense adversity. You guys are great. And thank you again, too, for involving the MS Fitness Challenge in what you're doing.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. We just hope that the community can really embrace the film, reach out to us, and get involved now.
Great, great. We will, we will. And we'll keep that campaign going. So thank you guys so much. So that's a wrap for this episode. Remember, episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available to download on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way to support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the more impact we can have. As we close out, remember to visit msfitnesschallenge.com and check out all the amazing resources we have for you. And be sure to get involved with the awesome MS Fitness Facebook group. To all those listening, to all the MS warriors, thank you for listening. Keep striving, keep believing, and keep up the fight against MS.